Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time? Mr. Secretary, do you have any?
No changes.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we bring the old business to the front of the public hearing, and I believe that's case number 11,168.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we change this evening's agenda and to move old business to the front and put case number 11,168 first. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And I am Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, old business will be moved to the front.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we table case number 11,168. I'll tell you my feelings towards it. There's a lot of documentation that's presented to this board and on both sides. And I believe that I need, and I'm sure that I'm not speaking for the rest of the board, but they can say it, that they want that I need more time to look this over. There's a lot of documentation and it's presented to us.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 11,168 until our next regular meeting, which will be on
April 1st.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion? Again, go with Mr. Mills.
Yeah, I'm fine with giving Mr. Rickard more time. Aye.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, again, for the reasons have been stated. And I also feel the same with all the information that had been given. And I would like to have more time also. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,168 is tabled. Okay. Our next regular meeting. Shall we take a recess for a minute?
Well, Mr. Chairman, we do have the minutes and the findings of fact. If you wanted to
hear those. Okay.
Probably won't be able to hear them.
Huh?
Won't be able to hear them anyway.
No. Okay, now we have the...
Perhaps these folks can exit quietly so we can continue our business, please. Thank you.
Okay, next we'll have the approval of the minutes of our February the 4th and February the 18th meeting. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our February the 4th and our February the 18th meeting. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So my vote of 5-0, the minutes have been approved for both of our respective meetings. Next, have approval of the finding of the facts for the February the 4th and the February the 18th meetings.
So moved to approve.
Second to that motion.
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the finding of the facts of our February the 4th and February the 8th meeting. All those, again, in favor of the motion. Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I am Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, the finding of the facts for our February the 4th and 18th meeting are approved. Next, Mr.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed. The case may be then voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case listener or old business, please be advised that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Mr. Rickard, you sure know how to clear a room.
I beg your pardon?
I say you sure know how to clear a room.
You know how to clear a room out.
That really did the job.
Okay. Thank you. First case,